The EAA was started more than 50 years ago by people who build their own planes, mostly from kits, and more than 1,000 home-built aircraft of many shapes and sizes are on display at Oshkosh this week. One home builder is displaying his copy of a 1932 racing plane. It's a very small single-seater called a DGA Racer. Owner-builder Kim Kovac of Detroit says it's not very comfortable on long trips.
Very, very tiny on the inside. It's a special-purpose airplane that is only meant to go fast. My feet got numb and my back hurt.
The Racer is the third plane that Kovac has built. It took him 7 years, but he doesn't know how many hours he actually worked.
I have no idea at all how many hours or dollars. I have no idea.
It's a labor of love.
Labor of love, uh-huh.
The Racer even has an authentic engine built in 1941, exactly like the one in the original. Kovac says pilots think of safety all the time and that there are actually very few crashes. But when a plane does crash, it's always reported in the media.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. The news media generally tends to sensationalize things and blow things out of proportion. And maybe if you know about baseball, if you heard something reported incorrectly, you'd pick up on it right off the bat. I can honestly tell you, I've never heard a news story that was accurate about any aviation accident.
Kim Kovac of Detroit, one of more than 1,000 aircraft builders on hand for Air Venture at Oshkosh this week. Other planes on display include antiques and classic aircraft and warbirds from World War II and later wars. There's an air show daily at 4 p.m. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.